Hello, everybody, and welcome to the MMA Club Supplement. Today we're going to be watching the first episode of Nichijou. I'm the Dead Man. Joining me today we have Punchatron.
Hello.
Bovion is off, I don't know, having a life or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, as always, we're watching this on VLC Media Player. We had the movie at, we had the anime episode at zero. So hit play, then we should fade into Cherry Blossoms and the side of a school.
So, yeah. Thumbs up is what I'm doing.
Yeah, it works great over Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, you ready?
I am most certainly ready.
Okay, so we are starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Cherry Blossoms. Motivation. Oh. Oh, that, I guess that plays well. First episode's called Motivation, looking for motivation.
Yeah.
No, it won't, you dumb bitch. I've been a first-year high school student. I had no motivation. Oh. Those were some convenient cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Was there brain poof?
It was a bird on her brain.
Yes.
My ordinary life.
Great characters in the show.
Oh, yeah, they're great characters, but
it's like, just we don't see Sakamoto this episode.
Oh, Professor. No, I said fish. Aww. Well, fuck you, bitch. That's my food. Why do the cats have the same face shapes as the humans? What the fuck? So is the person just not going to eat?
Well, that happens.
Seriously, they have the exact same facial structure. And
wait and for this, it.
Yep, it's going to Japan in 3, 2, 1, boom! What the fuck? And the town is now dead. Thank you for joining us. Next we're going to be watching.
They do the opening sequence in the first episode. A lot of animes don't, and I can't remember if this one did. This is one of my most favorite opening sequences of any show I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a really great opening. I just love the girl on the left. I forget her name, but just fucking dour and deadpan the entire time, still shaking her hips.
Mia.
No, it's Mai, isn't it?
Mai, yes.
Yeah. Goats! Yeah, just at certain parts, the art in this thing looks like the like opening bits from Usagi Drop.
Yeah.
Oh, got drugs? What? It's okay. Yeah.
There are a couple characters that it's a little disappointing that they don't get into in the first episode. That girl is one of them.
Oh man, just. Where'd you get the rocket launcher?
Well, she has them in places.
Just around, just in case?
Yeah.
You never know when you might need a rocket launcher. You know, I have one on me at all times.
It was a minigun.
Not pretty sure. Wasn't it like a four-barreled launcher?
No, I think it was a rotating drum kind of.
Where did that Easter Island head come from? I I don't know what you just said, bitch. I spent all night trying to come up with that one. So wait, you get in trouble for not having your student ID?
Yeah. You need to have a certain thing part of the uniform.
Hallelujah. They're just so fucking chill about it.
Well, there really isn't a whole lot else you can do.
I know, it's just... The thing with this show is... It can at points just go from, like, a pretty standard, like, slice of life thing to just, oh dear god, how much Japan can this have?
Pretty much.
So, is Anaka Beiko just a bobblehead?
It's a cultural thing. I honestly don't know their exact use, but...
just watch this out. Just horror music. And is this a real place? Like, this looks like a picture that is rotoscoped.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was. I don't know the exact facts.
Why is he on a goat? Why does that guy have a mohawk?
It gets explained.
I know it does, but what the fuck?
I mean, spoiler alert, I guess. Not really. But his hair actually only grows in the middle.
Okay. Okay, with all the changes in the animation style, I keep getting reminded of Bakemonogatari. Yeah, like that. Like, oh my god, you smoked my bullshit! I don't know, bitch. Oh, the teacher.
Yes.
I like her. Who is threatening me? Yeah. Who would put a thing inside her shoe? Who's put a thing inside her shoe locker? I mean, yeah. God, look at that fro. Why does it keep cutting back to this, and why is it always out of focus?
The little cutaways are usually have something to do with the episode. Not necessarily. They just... Something always happens in one of the cutaways.
Yeah, like cars. Or a cat.
Like, that is relevant to the episode at some point.
Oh, I know. But goats! What? Okay. Oh no, my chopsticks. You know, that's... No shit!
Yeah, that's something she's very self-conscious about.
Yeah. Doggy!
This is hilarious.
Yep. Damn it, I missed. It's 2-0. Let's go again. That dog's profile looks way different than it does from the front.
You know what they meant.
Yeah, I know. apparently that's the new king of the tribe. Pride or whatever. Oh my god, not the winner. It all of a sudden turns into fucking Dragon Ball Z. Oh god, she opened the third gate. How bad are you at catching shit? Ooh, a penny. Good lord. What is that, like, the wiener of God? Good lord. Like, seriously, nothing else has that much cross-hatching on it, then there's all of a sudden... I got it, bitch!
And...
Yeah, but isn't the 3 second rule on the floor? Like did she count the lockers as floor?
I guess. I guess.
She has absorbed the power of the wiener.
I'm just gonna leave that one be.
I know. What the fuck? God, so much of this show makes no sense.
That's what makes it so fun, though.
Yes, it's true. And wait, are those egg people?
Yeah, some too.
Oh, good lord. Oh, look at this old fucker.
Hey. Yeah. He's a badass.
I just came back from brain surgery. That's why I apparently have no hair. Otherwise, it won't be that much fun to rape you all. Good, they don't like you anyway. They're not really so much old as they are unfunny.
Well, I'm sure it's an older style of comedy back then. From... in...
You're putting way too much thought into this.
Well, that's what Yuko does. She takes things to their logical extreme.
Kind of a delayed reaction there. Kagebunshin no jutsu!
The wrong hand sign.
I know, but whatever. It's generic hand sign that I've seen in everything. They made a statue of it. How'd that get there? Why does it look diseased?
So it's a squid leg.
It's got... I know.
What's the noise they make?
Oh. Wait, did... Wait, what? Where'd the net go? Was there...
What are you talking about?
When that guy came up, it's like, Sakurai Sensei has a message, and then like there was a net behind him, and then she goes up there and says, there's no net behind her.
Hmm.
The fact that you have to say that... You are way too invested in your go, bro. The squid leg's still there. Quiet. Oh! What the dick? Doesn't bend at all. Just the weird judge-looking butler. It's pretentious and really douchey. Deceived by what? What did you think they were? And also, who else would have a goat? Where are they? In, like, Italy or something?
This fantasy might be, yes.
Ah! Robots! Yeah, fuck Buddha. Why do the kids all have coin slots for eyes?
You hadn't cut on, that guy likes, well, I suppose you haven't really shown a whole lot of their interactions, but...
Haven't heard any of their interactions. I haven't even seen him before now.
He was the guy who told her that it was time to go up.
I know, but it's, I count that as the same scene. What? Oh, this scene.
Yep.
The big, shiny, candy-like button! And wait, did the light bulb just pop up with her head next to her head was an LED?
I didn't notice.
At least she's environmentally conscious about her... I don't know... thoughts. Just dead-eyed. Ah... God, what have I done?
Oh, yes. Helvetica standard.
Okay. Hi, Death. How's it going? Why does he want to know about lubricant? Captain Death? That's the scene. What's that? Are the souls of the dead in his tea?
It's steam.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
We just told him. You just said, told him to call you Tomioka. It only comes up as soon as he puts it down, and it just moved. He's got a lot closer to his face than before. No, you're not a robot. He seems to be doing experiments about Pitfall or something. A rabbit version of Pitfall. Ah, dicks. Oh, I feel so sorry for her. That hurts like a son of a bitch. I once split my toe open doing that. The professor knows. What was that? Goat. Toe rocket away! At least your toe is USB compatible. You think it works with a thumb drive?
Ba-dooch.
It's not really that cute. That's all she cares about, just sitting and rolling over. Oh, in school. A non-edge wrecker, a cybernetic organism, living tissue of a metal endoskeleton. What? What is that? Seems like a nice life. Oh yeah, and this guy. Forgot about him. And that's Nichijou.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Okay, this is a cool ending credit sequence. I have no idea what the fuck is happening, but I like the music in it.
Yes, that's the general consensus I've found with other people who've seen the show. The opening and ending sequences are amazing.
Yeah. I have no idea what connection they are to the main plot, but I'm guessing the fact they're fucking insane. Or that... We didn't see that cat!
No, that's Sakamoto. I think he shows up next episode.
Ah.
But
unfortunately, it's the only. Yeah, unfortunately, it's the only episode I've seen.
Until next episode is the point.
Oh.
He's a stray cat that.
He's the main character, I guess.
Well, yeah, he's. Hakusai puts a scarf on him that allows him to talk.
Okay.
And he's a cat.
Science.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, is there actually a plot to this, or is it just, hey, shit happens, and laugh, because it's awesome in anime?
Well, the show means, the title means ordinary life, and I think that's an accurate representation.
Yeah, because clearly talking big USB toes, part of everyday life. Next time, title. Oh, God. That was Nichijou. Fuck, it's awesome. It's fucking as Japan as one can get, but it's still pretty awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, so anyway, Bobby-Wan is not here, but it's his turn to pick next, and he texts me his choice. Next week, we're going to be watching the first episode of Blood Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So be sure to check out the anime podcast, which will be going at the same time as this, for our full thoughts on Nichijou as a series, as well as what we've been reading recently, as well as some anime news, assuming we have some. So anyway, yeah, check out that, and then sure to come to the site every day. We got stuff going up. So anyway, I'm the Dead Man.
And I'm Predatron. We don't get to run.
We'll see you guys in the Ambit Podcast.